2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 6 o'clock, and it's Tuesday, last day of the month, March 31st. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, it's on the warm side, 52 degrees.
Dry roads and a nice start to the morning drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The coronavirus, a special hour on Utah's Morning News.
Well, the Washington Post reports the CDC is considering a recommendation for all Americans to wear masks in public. Discussions are taking place now and no final decision has been reached.
George Washington University Dr. James Phillips was asked on CNN whether a mask recommendation would be appropriate.
It makes logical sense that if everyone, including those who may be spreading the virus, was wearing that mask as sort of a shield over their face to prevent droplets from getting out into the air, that it would limit the transmission of the virus. Now, cloth masks are not recommended to try to prevent you from getting disease. That's been shown to not work. That's why we don't wear cloth masks in the hospital. I think the CDC and the federal government will end up coming out with a recommendation for people to wear masks, specifically to prevent droplet spread. I think that's coming.
Yeah.
Critics say a mask recommendation could make people take social distancing less seriously.
Governor Gary Herbert telling all Utahns the next couple of weeks are going to be critical in the battle against COVID-19.
We expect you to have self-discipline, self-control, self-enforcement, and self-impose upon yourself.
The governor's coronavirus task force is emphasizing the need for everyone to exercise social distancing in order to keep from overwhelming our healthcare system.
Are hospitals ready for even more COVID-19 patients? Plans are being made and ventilators are being counted.
The coronavirus. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary.
Tim, if our hospitals don't have enough ventilators, doctors may have to decide who gets one and who doesn't when they need help breathing from coronavirus. Now, one figure puts it at 170 ventilators in the state right now. But state officials told the Deseret News they are still counting and working on getting more. One analysis says that Utah will need at least 194 ventilators at the peak of the crisis, which modeling shows to be coming on April 27th, but that can change every day. The state task force says they are optimistic there will be enough resources. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, Intermountain Healthcare is explaining some potential pay cuts that could affect some employees in a couple of months. The coronavirus, our live team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik. John?
Yeah, Amanda, some Intermountain Healthcare employees may see pay adjustments by June. These employees would be a limited number of physicians and advanced practice providers. They are the individuals that are experiencing significant reductions to their workload because the coronavirus has temporarily halted non-urgent procedures. Dr. Mark Brasacker, chief physician executive at Intermountain Healthcare, released a video message to impacted workers saying that they need to be flexible at times like this.
Our priority is to help you continue to work and have a stable income. We're doing that through temporary measures for redeployment and compensation. This will help us meet the needs of our patients as well as reduce uncertainty for you and your families.
Now, it's important to note that in a statement released yesterday, Intermountain says that so far no pay cuts have taken place and that they are, quote, doing everything possible to keep employees working. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
It was the worst day yet as the toll rises. KSL's top national stories now. Shawn Michael Lyle reports live from the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, COVID-19 took the lives of 550 Americans yesterday, the worst toll yet, pushing U.S. deaths to more than 3,100. Dr. Tony Fauci says laboratories are developing medications.
We hope one or more of them will be available.
Total confirmed infections in the U.S., 165,000. Europe's highly regarded healthcare systems are not holding up to the pandemic. Death rates are extremely high in Italy, with more than 10% mortality among those sickened. Spain, not much better. Germany is the exception with a just 1% death rate. Florida's governor doesn't want passengers from Holland America cruise ship Zaandam to disembark. Four people on board died of COVID-19.
We think it's a mistake to be putting people into southern Florida right now, given what we're dealing with.
Governor DeSantis prefers sending healthcare workers onto the ship once it arrives in Fort Lauderdale. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And workers walked out at an Amazon warehouse in New York after several employees tested positive. Organizer Chris Smalls tells CNBC the company is not following CDC guidelines.
It cost me my job, but I don't want to work for a company that doesn't take care of their people.
Amazon says the job action is unfounded and Smalls was fired for violating social distancing rules. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Lots of clouds and a few scattered showers on tap for the Wasatch Front today.
Got another storm rolling in here, and it looks like we do have a chance for some wet weather Wednesday evening, either rain or snow showers, but warming up before we get there. Today and tomorrow, highs around 60. In fact, we're a little above 60 today and close to it tomorrow. We're going to cool down on Thursday, and then we'll see those temperatures bouncing back up a little bit for the weekend.
Grant says there is a chance for some showers on Saturday and Sunday, even though temperatures climbed near 60. He says Monday we can expect mostly cloudy skies and showers.